May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Good word for us, just about holiness. I think sometimes under the banner of grace, we kind of can think we can make it up as we go along. And as I've tried to share, especially since the last 6 or 7 months, God's unconditional acceptance of us is not all that grace is about. That's just one aspect of the grace of God. The ability to live a Christ-like life is part of the grace of God. And but grace is never excused. It talks about that in Galatians, is that grace should never be an excuse to use your freedom for the purpose of sin. It's a freedom to walk in holiness and righteousness of the Lord. But when I read that scripture yesterday, just in my prayer time, the Lord just ministered to me. There's a lot of things in that scripture. One of the things I like about those verses is that nobody knew or loved Jesus more than Joseph and Mary. Also, just to set you free, so many times it seems like we have this religious spirit. We're scared to death to refer to Joseph as Jesus' father. We really wasn't his father, but he's referred to as his father in the scripture. Mary called him his father. So he was certainly his earthly, on this earth, father who's given responsibility. And nobody loved Jesus more than that. And yet, and nobody was more familiar with Jesus than them or had known Jesus longer on a personal level, right? And yet, they took off. They were doing all the religious things they were supposed to do, good things. They went to the feast like they were supposed to. They were good Jews. Every Jew didn't do that thing, but they did. They went to all the required feasts. It wasn't an easy journey. So they were very diligent, very obedient, did the religious stuff, went to the right religious thing. They sang the right songs. And they knew Jesus better than anybody, loved him more than anybody, and had been with him more than anybody. And yet, when they left, they were gone an entire day before they were aware of the fact that he wasn't with them. And one of the things I've always gleaned from that is that those of us who are most familiar with him, it's easy for us to go through the motions and we should never suppose on our experience of his presence. That should always be the thing we check in with the most. We're in Christ, his presence is with us, but our experience of his conscious presence can be affected by sin, by neglect, by not seeking him, and we should never take for granted the presence of the Lord. And I've discovered that the ones who know him the most usually aren't the most desperate. They've kind of become placid in their walk with the Lord. And that's not a good thing. So we have to be careful. I have to watch that with clergy, with myself. If you've been doing what I do for as long as I've been doing it, you just have all these sermons filed up in your head. And so it's easy just not to seek the Lord. Just do the stuff you got to do instead of walking with a fresh word from the Lord. So let me just encourage you with that. No matter how well you think you know him, and we'll kind of leave that there today. We'll do the other part I want to do tomorrow, which was yesterday's devotional, Lazarus. No matter how well you think you know him, no matter how long you know him, and no matter how much affection you have for him, never take for granted the wonders of his presence. Even Joseph and Mary took for granted his presence. And then they had to experience a season. Did Jesus love them any less during that 3 days? No. Did they love Jesus less? No. So their love for each other, was he still theirs? Yes. Were they still his? Yes. But their conscious experience of his presence was interrupted. Those who knew him the best and knew him the longest and were certain of their love for him. I can tell you this. There's a great motivation in the Christian life, and that is his just his amazing presence. But one of the greater motivations in my life I've discovered is his unbearable absence. In those times when I've taken his presence for granted and I've thought, oh my gosh, there's just been this fading here. That's not his part, that's my part. He said, if you seek him, you will keep finding him. He will let you. And so that's just a good thing for us to be aware of. But I can bet you this, Jesus was just 12. I bet it never happened again. I bet Mary and Joseph made sure that Jesus, they knew where Jesus was at, and they made sure they were wherever was Jesus was at all times. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.